Welcome back to A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. Such a treat to have Trish Hatch with me this week, the coordinator of the CASA program, Court-Appointed Special Advocate Program. Kristen Sokol is here, professional relationship and dating coach, and Kelly Pierce is with me, digital media associate with the R Street Institute. We were talking about the different generations and how they see the American dream. I read just this morning that Gen Z, they took a survey, and a significant percentage thought they could retire by 60, by age 60. But then I was also reading this week that more and more people are working well past 60, well past 70. That this is, you know, the largest age group of new employees in the market is people over 70. So when I read that, I'm not sure what to think. I worry that it's out of necessity because of inflation and fixed incomes, and that it's not out of pure desire. I don't know, Trish, when you see that, what do you think?
I read an article in the Washington Post today in their paper about this very thing and about how people in their 70s are returning to work because they have to. They can't afford something. So they're working. Even the story was of a woman who got an $18 an hour job, which provided her just enough to cover her groceries for the month, and she could still afford her medication. You know, I hope that people can retire at age 60. I think that's healthy. I think that's a benefit to those coming up the ranks as well. I just don't think it's possible. With the cost of things, people, you really need to save. I mean, my husband and I have made a concerted effort to save. And now that we're in our 60s, we can see that it worked. Our children, even children, we have children who have chosen not to have children, so they're just dual income families. Their ability to save because of their cost is so drastically reduced. I think something has to give because, you know, you've seen the studies where they determine how much debt there is, who's saved for what, how many people actually could afford to retire if there is no Social Security. And, you know, the numbers are frightening. So I would like to think that something changes between now and then that will provide that opportunity for them to save. They'll understand the meaning behind it, the purpose in doing it, and actually make a commitment to that so they can retire at 60.
Yeah. What did you think of that, Kristen, when you see more and more older people going back to work or staying at work longer than they wish they could?
Yeah. You know, my retirement plan really does revolve around this commercial cotton candy machine that I acquired many years ago. So I feel like, you know, in my old age, at least I can stand out on the street corner and keep selling cotton candy. You know, if I need $80, I know I'm going to be out there for about an hour because we still, as Americans, love our sugar. I'm just kidding. But, you know, the thing that has really changed is that we, you know, in this kind of age of the internet and you know, mobile workspaces, like we can work from anywhere, two-edged sword, right? It's a whole lot easier, but we never really stop working. So I think it would be a lot easier to roll into your 70s and still be doing some of the, you know, the kind of work I do. I, you know, as long as my cognitive function is okay, I think I could do this like almost indefinitely. You know, I think about how my parents worked. My dad worked for the state prison, and he had to show up and was pulling wires, and he did, you know, all kinds of maintenance there. And then he worked for BYU after that, so kind of like a heaven and hell sort of thing. But it was a very laborious, physical, on-site, you know, up in the early in the morning and exhausted by the end of the day. And I think most people, because of the rise of technology, just don't work that hard anymore. And, you know, a lot of the work that my dad did pulling wire and you know, we're so wireless that we don't have to rely on those things. So, you know, my hope is that, you know, yes, maybe we will work longer, but maybe the jobs will, you know, the rise of technology will make those jobs easier to do longer, right? And also we really want to manage passive income sources.
Yes, right. That is so interesting that our jobs aren't as labor intensive. I mean, my father worked until my father passed away from Alzheimer's, but he worked until he was a lawyer until he was 85, I think, until the firm told him, maybe you ought to stop taking clients. and he understood, because I think he needed a nudge to know it's okay to just go play table tennis.
Right.
Okay, Kelly, tell me how you feel about this.
Well, I see a couple of different things. One is I see people who are able to work longer, again, because of those, as Kristen was saying, non-labor intensive jobs, right? Or physically intensive jobs. And so I have an uncle who, you know, he has a very good regular job. He picked up a part-time job just because he likes to work. He likes to get out there. You know, he's always hustled, you know, that's just, I deeply respect that. The other half of it is, it's a very good lesson for everybody to understand that things can happen in life and you're going to need to pivot. And this is something my parents taught me, but I also experienced. I graduated from college into the Great Recession. I had two jobs. I lost them both in a week. And so I needed to pivot. So I learned that lesson pretty early on that you can't just rely on one thing. And I did see a stat recently, which was just fascinating to me, which is the average baby boomer has saved $202,000 for retirement, which sounds amazing, except that the average amount of money you need to comfortably retire is $1 million+, and it's probably going up because of inflation. So it's one of those things, again, like we were talking about with that passive income stream and making sure you have your hands in every pot, and but also having that mentality of like something can happen and I'm going to need to possibly pivot and thinking about the future. And I think it's very important, even if you are in that advanced age, to have that mindset, because you're going to be a lot better off.
You know, and the other thing that comes to my mind is that I think when I was the age Gen Z is now, I used to think that, you know, you really didn't get to enjoy yourself until you retired. That you worked and worked and worked and worked and worked. And now that I'm 60, I realize, oh no, forget that. I'm enjoying myself every day. And when I get to the age where I don't have to drive to KSL anymore, I will look back and be grateful, but I won't have waited until then to enjoy every day. You know, I think that's a message that needs to get out too. Whether you retire or not, there's joy in every day. Let me take another break. I'll be back. This is A Woman's View on KSL. Kelly Pierce, Trish Hatch, and Kristen Sokol are with me. Back in just a moment.